This is WCBN FM Ann Arbor, and I'm Ed Sanders. Happy to be here in Party Time, USA.
You ask about my philosophy, baby, yeah.
Listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. I do a show called The Answer Is in the Beat here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. But Marie isn't here, so I'm doing 6 hours of power tonight. We just heard from The Body and Thou from their collaborative LP, You Whom I Have Always Hated. We heard The Devils of Trust Steal the Souls of the Free. Before that, The Microscopic Septet with Blue from their new album, Manhattan Moonrise. We heard Happy Family with Animal Spirit from Minimal Gods. Myriador with Un Cas Siberian from the album Cobra Fakir. Dylan Ryan and Sand with Slow Sculpture from the album Circa. Eric Truffaz and Murkoff with Skin from the album Being a Human Being. And that's what we started that set off. This right here is Ryan Huber with Kassara. A clear lathe cut 7-inch, which is limited to like 20 copies. You can listen to it on his Bandcamp though. The Bandcamp version has 7 tracks, which is 5 more than are on this 7-inch. Up next, I'm going to play something that I've had sitting in my room for a while and never got around to listening to. It is a copy of Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin, which, as I just found out recently, is horribly scratched and grimy and filthy, and so this may end up sounding not broadcast quality. But you've heard this song a million times already anyway, so it sounded pretty damn awesome when I was listening to it at home, just because of how much dirt is caked up in this record. But when I was listening to it here right now in Q, it didn't sound that bad. Like, it, you know, it sounded closer to what it's supposed to sound like. Other songs in this record definitely are too scratched to play. So I'm going to play Kashmir. If it doesn't sound messed up enough, then I'll play around with it. So we'll see. This might turn out to be an experiment that fails. But we'll do it anyway. So keep it locked. WCBN FM, Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Far into the night.
Researched.
We'll be right back. Where did you get that outfit?
I bought it with money I saved.
What money? You don't have a job.
Boys in school give me money.
For what?
For dancing at lunch period.
You looked at me. I took your hand. You drew close to me. Cross the floor.
Have you been behaving inappropriately again? Then report to tight pants on Friday afternoons after school. Detention starts at 3 o'clock sharp. But don't be tardy, or you'll receive stiff punishment.
Dancing.
Don't be upset, Mrs. Fishbowl. Puberty brings on strange behavior in adolescents.
Attention Ann Arbor. Food lovers, mark your calendars for the 7th annual Homegrown Local Food Summit. The day after Valentine's Day, students, community, and activists are invited to listen, eat, and share their food love on Sunday, February 15th at Rackham Auditorium and the Michigan League. This year's theme, Food Love, reflects our desire to nourish our bodies, grow our minds, and create a more innovative and fair food system together. For information, log on to localfoodsummit.org. See you there.
Hi. This is Professor Gus Everard, the first computational cosmologist at the University of Michigan. Whenever I'm off in the 10th dimension of my synthetic multiverse, I like to tunnel through the cosmic interwebs to stream awesome freeform from WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. My name is Paul. The show is called The Answer is in the Beat. I'm usually on Saturdays 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. But I'm doing 6 hours of power tonight because Marie is not in, so I'm doing the midnight to 3 time slot in addition to my normal time slot, 3 to 6 a.m. We just heard a couple tracks from a really astounding internet compilation called A Reference of Female Fronted Punk Rock 1977 to 1989. This has been floating around the internet for a while, but Kristen, host of Tight Pants, finally got around to doing the radio station a great favor and burning a copy of all 12 discs of this so we can have it here for the radio station for everyone to play. And there's so much stuff on here that's completely obscure that probably there's no information on it that exists on the internet, so you're just, you know, you're not gonna find it information about it, and obviously you're not gonna find it anywhere. So so we heard a couple tracks. We heard Lilliput with Hitchhike, and before that Rack Attacks with Van Act, and ICA with Untitled. And before all of that, we heard Sound Secretion with Beat Trilogy from the Sound Secretion dub, 12-inch on BSI from sometime in the 90s. Lewis with So Be In Love With Me from the Romantic Times album, which was completely unknown before this year, when all of a sudden it was discovered and then quickly reissued, and I finally got my vinyl copy of it. And now there are two more Lewis albums that are recorded much later and sound way different. There's one that just came out like a couple days ago, which there's some songs on YouTube that sound really strange. His voice sounds way different. His singing style sounds way different. But the last release that he put out, or that came out, was like more of an acoustic blues type thing. And this one goes a little bit back to the more ethereal production of L'Amour and Romantic Times. But it's just strange. This Lewis, the whole Lewis saga is just, I don't know, it's unfurling in such a strange way. Anyway, before that we heard John Fahey with Sunflower River Blues from a split LP between Leo Kottke, Peter Lang, and John Fahey. Before that we heard Led Zeppelin with Kashmir, which didn't sound as messed up as I thought it was going to be. It sounded like really distorted. Like, it didn't really skip that much, but it just, like, was a little crackly-pobbly, so I screwed around with it just to, like, make it sound weirder. But every other song on this copy of Physical Graffiti, like, some of it is just not playable all the way through. Like, I just happened to pick, you know, the song that everybody knows from that album. And that happened to be, that song happened to actually play more or less correctly. Oh well. We're hearing right now from Andrew Weathers with Rays. The track we're listening to now is There's Gold in These Hills. The release is called Raised High in Badwater Basin, or the Basic Sounds net label. It is now time for some events information. Today is Saturday, January 10th. The NAM Center for Korean Studies presents Miss Granny at the Michigan Theater at 2 p.m. Miss Granny is a South Korean comedy-drama film about a woman in her 70s who magically finds herself in the body of her 20-year-old self after having her picture taken at a mysterious photo studio. Sounds interesting. Also, apparently, the first Pokemon movie is playing at the State Theater at midnight. I guess it's like a cult classic now or something. Anyway, Monday, January 12th, the Noir film series is playing The Maltese Falcon at the Michigan Theater at 7 p.m. And Tuesday, January 13th, WCBN is presenting our monthly Free Night at the Movies. And this is our annual Elvis movie because it's January and Elvis is born in January. So we are going to play Kissing Cousins, a movie which looks absolutely terrible, in which Elvis appears twice. He plays two different people. Yeah. It's playing at Arbor Brewing Company Tuesday at 8. Wednesday, January 13th, The Power of the Public, UM Ford School of Public Policy at Power Center at 4 p.m., University of California and Barack Obama's first Secretary of Homeland Security speaks. Thursday, January 15th, the Penny Stamps Lecture Series relaunching in the winter. David Turnley, We the People, will be this week's lecture. The Michigan Theater 510. Thursday, January 15th through Sunday, January 18th, the Ann Arbor Civic Theater presents the new musical Bonnie and Clyde at the Lady of Medicine Theater at 8 p.m. Friday, January 16th, University Lowbrow Astronomers present The Mini Bang, How Studies at the CERN, the CERN Large Hadron Collider Inform Us About the Big Bang. That's at Angel Hall at 7:30. Sunday, January 18th, the Herb David Guitar Studio owner discusses the history of the studio, which is now the Dancing Dog. And that will be at the Dancing Dog Gallery at 2 p.m. That's all I'm going to mention for now. Events information is brought to you by Current Magazine and Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. Events info can be heard daily in the morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. All right. Once again, you are listening to The Answer Is in the Beat right here. I'm Paul, doing 6 hours of power, filling in for Marie for the first 3 hours, and then doing my own show for the second 3 hours. We're going to hear something from Psyflyer from a new CD called They Only Believe in the Moon. And yeah. You're locked. WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned.
we never thought we'd get